A late entry for the Theo Marks. No more at this stage. They close in an hour's time at 11 o'clock. But at this stage, Fundamentalist will be a dual acceptor tomorrow morning for both the Theo Marks and a race at Flemington. This is Sky Sports Radio, 3 after 10. In a moment, the all-important Kosciuszko draw.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Stratum Star, the millions maker. A dual Group 1 winner from coast to coast.
Stratum Star raced up now to Jamaica. Humidor starting to flash over the United States down on the inside. Stratum Star's hit the front, he's won it.
Stratum Star, by a Golden Slipper winner and champion sire of two-year-olds. Standing at tremendous value this season.
But Stratum Star on the backup, he's too good.
Visit Widden.com.
Dynamics Indications, Gay and Adrian proudly offer a quality yearling filly by Zoostar, the hottest young sire in Australia, champion first crop sire and now leading second crop sire. Our filly is from Moon to French, a stakes winner and Group 1 place to champion Mare Zenyatta. And our filly's had four siblings to race, all winners. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team in this fabulous filly at 12,885 per share. For info, visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Sky Sports Radio reminds you to stay within the speed limit when travelling to or from race meetings. Be aware of your speed when travelling through country towns and when overtaking other vehicles. Stay safe throughout New South Wales. Every 8 minutes, an Australian is diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Being overweight and inactive significantly increases the risk of developing type 2 diabetes and other chronic conditions. Walking regularly is the best exercise because you can easily build it into your daily routine. So let's get walking every day. Friday the 4th of October is Diabetes Australia Walk to Work Day. Join the walking class and learn more at walk.com.au.
Now to Greg Radley. He's at Racing New South Wales headquarters for the all-important Kosciuszko public draw.
And 14 people or syndicates will have their chance to pick a horse trained in the New South Wales country area, or in fact a couple of chances for ACT horses to race for $1.3 million at Royal Randwick on Everest Day, the 19th of October. Now this year, a little bit different. There were 12 runners last year. This year, there are 14. And a maximum of two ACT horses can be put into the field. We'll explain more about that in just a moment. Now joining me here in one of the boardrooms at Racing New South Wales is Nathan Cole, who from Racing New South Wales, who's going to hit a button, which is a random selector. And of all the tickets that have been sold, all the numbers are in the computer, and the random selector will spit out 14 winners for the Kosciuszko. It's sponsored by Lion, and they're through their beer, Kosciuszko Pale Ale. We have Tim Mills here, an independent scrutineer, and Mark Van Gestel, Chairman of Stewards with Racing New South Wales. So let's get it underway. Nathan is about to hit the random generator, and we will soon know the 14 tickets, and they'll come out in three ways. They'll be tab account customers, they'll be registered tickets once you've bought a ticket at a venue and you registered that online, or they may be tickets that have been unregistered and then the onus is on you to check your tickets and make sure it corresponds with the ticket number. And the ticket numbers are quite large, so make sure you double check them. So the random numbers have been drawn. Nathan is just going to double check to see that they're all okay, and Tim and Mark will give him the nod and make sure we're ready to go, and then we'll put them up on screen. Mark and Tim are happy. Nathan, you're ready to go? Okay, here they are, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to the board. As you can see, there are a number of tab account customers. Now, they're tickets that were purchased by, as it says, tab account customers. So they're registered. We know who you are, and you're about to get a phone call. Racing New South Wales is about to ring you and let you know that you have won. Now, of the others, Port Macquarie. Now, that would be the Port Macquarie tab. The Port Macquarie tab. Someone at the Port Macquarie tab has a ticket. Now, Dorigo, the Heritage Hotel Motel in Dorigo, have won a slot. The Ermington Tab has sold a winning ticket. The Shell Harbour Tab has sold a winning ticket. The Tomakin Sports and Social Club have sold a winning ticket. The Gladesville Tab has sold a winning ticket. Walker's Mariner Hotel at South Grafton, they've got a runner in the Kosciuszko. The Queanbeyan Tab, and also the Light Brigade Hotel at Willara. Now, they're the tickets. How many Tab account customers do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we know who those people are, and they are going to get a call very, very soon. But check your tickets. If you bought them at the Port Macquarie Tab, the Heritage Hotel Motel Dorigo, the Ermington and Shell Harbour Tabs, the Gladesville Tab, the Walker's Mariner Hotel at South Grafton, the Queanbeyan Tab and the Light Brigade Hotel at Willara. Now, those tickets may well be registered, and if they are, you're going to get a call. If you're unregistered, check your tickets, because you may be in the draw for this race, the Kosciuszko, worth $1.3 million. To give you a bit of background for this year's ticket sales, last year there were 200,000 tickets sold. This year there were 215,000 tickets sold. We've seen the random numbers generated. Those tickets are on screen. You'll be in Racing New South Wales, be in touch very shortly if you are registered. Now, if you purchased these tickets and did not register online, the names will be published. Go to the Racing New South Wales website, even go back to the venue. Check your tickets, check your ticket numbers. And if they don't come forward in 7 days, there will be a redraw for any one of those tickets. So there's the details of this year's 2019 Kosciuszko, to be run over 1,200 metres at Royal Randwick on Everest Day, October 19. Check the Racing New South Wales website, check their social media pages, check Sky Racing social media pages, and we'll go from there. Once again, it is a little bit different this year where we have 14 runners. So at least 12 runners must come from New South Wales country areas. There is an option for a maximum of 2 Canberra gallopers, ACT gallopers, to get into the field. But that's not to say that 14 slot holders won't go for all New South Wales horses. A maximum of 2 ACT horses can be selected. So what's going to happen now? These lucky 14 people, or some of them syndicates, will get a phone call. We'll then have to go about ringing trainers and doing the deal. And once again, the deal is going to be a little bit different this year. The minimum 40% of the prize money will go to the ticket winners, the slot holders. Last year, it was open slather. I think some horses might have got, the owners got 80%, the slot holders got 20%. Racing New South Wales have put in the conditions this year that it will be a minimum of 40% to the ticket holders, the slot owners, and a maximum of 60% to the owners of the horses themselves. So that's your starting point if you're one of the lucky customers to have won a ticket in the Kosciuszko. All right, we're going to be telling you a lot more on Sky Racing over the next 24 hours and indeed the next week. We'll keep you up to date with who has come forward and if there is a need for a redraw. But that's it. Check social media, check the Racing New South Wales website to double check these tickets. Well done if you've got a runner in the Kosciuszko, and we'll see you at Royal Randwick on October 19, Tab Everest Day at Royal Randwick.
Thank you, Greg. Greg Radley with the cross from Racing New South Wales headquarters. Now, obviously, for a radio audience, you haven't been able to see those numbers, so we stressed for you to stay near your phone. If you've registered and you're one of those 5 Tab account holders, you will receive a call from Racing New South Wales as soon as possible. But good luck to everybody. Of those 215,000 tickets that were sold, we've now got 14 of them. Port Macquarie was one of them, Ermington, Shell Harbour, Gladesville, South Grafton, Queanbeyan, the Light Brigade Hotel at Willara. They were among the group. Drew Cookson is joining us, who's the track manager at Grafton. Morning to you, Drew. We're just getting Drew up. Sorry, my fault. I've gone early. The reason why I wanted to go early is because the Walkers Marina Hotel at South Grafton are in the horses or in the slots that have been drawn out this morning. Drew Cookson, good morning.
Good morning, Cozzy.
It's Andrew, mate. Don't worry about Cozzy. He's still That's all right, mate. He's getting over the flu.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. No, he's had a real bad. Hey, mate, do you know the Walkers Mariner Hotel at South Grafton?
I do, mate. Yeah, right on the river.
Righto. Well, they've been drawn out, just drawn out. Someone in there has a ticket that will get them, the wheeling and dealing for a horse in the Kosciuszko. So good luck to them. But more detail will be known over the next few hours. We'll talk to Racing New South Wales. But good luck to all that have been drawn out in the last 10 minutes regarding the Kosciuszko. And as I say, now the wheeling and dealing commences. What horses will make the Kosciuszko on October 19? Well, Drew, we've got Grafton, the lone meeting today. What's it like there, mate?
Yeah, no, fine day, Cozzy. A light southerly breeze blowing, but blowing away a bit of the smoke we've had the last couple of days. But
that's good.
No, we're on a good four, Andrew. And, we've been battling to put the irrigation on. We've had a lot of wind, and we've got 30 mil on over the week. Has been a bit patchy due to the wind, but it'll be a good four surface today and it'll race fine.
And, mate, we know those terrible fires. Have they got anything under control?
Mate, I'm not the bloke to ask.
The smoke sort of smokes us.
The smoke eased, you know. Smoke has eased. Yesterday was horrendous. The sun was bright orange, and, I was saying to the boys, the race call's going to have trouble in the field, but
yeah.
You won't have any trouble today, mate.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot, Drew. Have a good day there.
Right, Andrew.
Good on you, mate. Drew Cookson, track manager at Grafton. Gary Cleese's a local. Gary, it's been terrible. I'm going to do a bit more on this tomorrow and Thursday, just how dry the whole state is and how these terrible fires have hit parts of New South Wales in the second week of September. Good morning. Mm.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I live at Ballina on the coast there, and I've never seen Ballina. It was just full of smoke yesterday, but there is a big fire at Yamba, and we're getting a lot of smoke coming from the Tenterfield fire. But I tell you what, it's dry, Andrew. I went to Moree on Father's Day, and from Inverell to Moree, I'll be honest, I never saw one blade of green grass. I don't know what cattle are eating. I think they're eating dirt. They're in desperate need out there. It's just shocking. And, yeah, we want rain. But we want rain to go, not where I live in Ballina. We can get 4 inches at any time, but we want rain to go out west and to help those farmers and everyone along and help these firefighters because they're doing a magnificent job at the moment.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. As I say, the second week of September, and we're already emphasising just how dry. Anyway, we'll do more on it on Racing HQ tomorrow and Thursday. All right, mate, Grafton, 12.55 the first there on this good four. In the first, number 10, Beyond Desires, the favourite at $1.90 now. Four, Patriot Missile at $5.50, along with number six, There's Always One. And number two, Dr. Mayhem, is at $10.
Yeah, I reckon the market got it right. I'm 10.463. I'm with the evens here, and I'm with the 10 Beyond Desire. Really nice mare, lightly raced mare from the Matt Dunn yard, and she hit the line hard at the Gold Coast 1,200 metres when beaten 0.2 of a length. Two winners have already come out of it, and she went to Moranbah on Cup Day at a first go at 15.30. And look, he was probably a victim of circumstances. Glenn Collison and a beautiful posse leaving the 800 metre mark, and one flushed him out at the 700. And he probably got on his bike a lot sooner than what he wanted, but she chipped away, fast over beat her a length, but she's a really nice mare. I think the beauty about her today, Andrew, that she gets to a big circuit, big rangy type of mare that'll be suited well. Poor Patriot Missile, he's been around the mark. He's been placed two out of his last three. Those two placings have both been here at Grafton. And what I like about him, Steve Lee hasn't run him for nearly 22 days. He's not over big horse. He's a light frame type of horse. So that little bit of a three-week break between runs will do him the world of good. Six, always, there's always one. Look, he's just finding it awfully hard to win. He's had 27 starts and he's placed seven. And you would have thought he was home here 10 days ago, but Caprice grabbed him right on the line. But he's super fit and there is a maiden in him. And I'm giving 3 months on Soldier a chance. He's been placed two out of his last three at the Gold Coast. He did go at a pretty strong race there 24 days ago when running fifth behind Rolling Rain, but and he has been placed at 17.10 before, but I think she's a real improver, this little mare, lightly raced mare, 10.4, 6 and 3, so I'm with the evens in race one.
Righto, so 10 on top there in race number one. Race two, a shorty here for Matt Dunn again. Number two, Royal Factor, is now $1.60. Five, Bell Academy at $7.50. Six, Ceremonial Prince, just tightening a little bit, $19.12 and now back out to $13. Grisario number seven is a $7 chance. 10, Lake of Boom is at 10. And the bottom one, See Your Seven, is at $9.50. Gary?
Yeah, I'm 2.57. Sorry, I'm with the split here, and I'm with the two Royal Factor. Now, he only had the one go. I saw him trial before he debuted up, and he debuted up in October 2018 in a maiden at Ipswich. Now, he was beaten 2.3 lengths. Five winners have come out of the race, and there was eight runners in the race. So he was a pretty strong maiden, and that he gave him a long break. He brought him back, and he trialled him up at the Gold Coast. He had a soft time in winning the trial. And then he went to Moolambar on Moolambar Cup Day. He was meeting horses like horses that had won three and four races. Now, he led and he led easy, and he gave himself a good kick down the running, and he got that trial out of the way. He's a nice little horse. I got him pushing to the front here, and I think he'll take a lot of beating. Five Bell Academy has only had the one start. He's a three-year-old by Bella's Free, and he debuted up really good at Taree on Cup Day. He was three, four wide the trip. He was still there at the 100-metre mark, and that early effort just told on him. So you would think today he's trip a little bit fitter and he gets a little bit better gait than what he did on debut. Graziano from the Jenny Graham stable, he had one start back in March, had a long break. He's had one trial back running third in a Kempsey trial where he led and he wasn't knocked around down the running. He was beaten three lengths, but that margin could have been a lot closer. And Three Kitchen, I've got to watch on him. Sterling Osland's got him, and his first start for Sterling. Now, he did trial him at Muswellbrook the other day, and he got a long way out of his ground in the trial, and he was ridden out in the trial when running third, but he found the line pretty good late, so he'll probably improve off that trial. On with the split, 2.573 for me in race two, Andrew.
Righto, to race three, the Sweet Sisters Boutique Fillies and Mares Maiden. One's in the market here currently at tab. Number one, Sir Lena, an $8 chance. Two, Lonnie Lonnie at $3.90. Three, Penny Rosa at $4.40. Four, Savannah Jeune at $7.50. Five, Sneaky Gal is tightening, 19 into 13 over the last hour. Number five. Number eight, Crystal Gaz is at $15. And down to 11, Jackpot Telephone, $8.50, along with number 13, Play School. Gary, it's also $8.50.
Yeah, good maiden, two on, 3-2, 11-13. I'm with the split, and I'm with the three-year Penny Racer. Now, look, she trialled here, and she trialled enormous. Just a lovely big mare. Unfortunately, she went to Lismore. She got the job done. She hit the line strong to win, and she was disqualified when weighing in light. But just a really nice mare. And in a smart yard, this man had horses in Victoria for a long time. He hadn't trained for 10 years. He bought a couple of horses, and he first starter, that was 15 days ago, to go to the races after 10 years, and she gets the money and loses it in the steward's room. But anyhow, that's the way it goes, but I reckon she can get out of maiden company today. To Lonnie Lonnie, look, she's a massive watch here. She resumes in a new yard, 10 and a half months. She hasn't been to the trials. She only had three starts last preparation at Kembla Grange, and you look at the winners that have come out of it, nine winners out of those last two races. So they were very strong maidens. 11 Jackpot Telephone, she's doing a good job. She draws a good gate here today. I just see that he's taken a lot of gear off for Alan Keogh. She's had a habit of doing things wrong, but most of the gear comes off her today. And I got a massive watch on the 13 Play School, the former Victorian from the Brett Dobson Yard, coming at a very strong maidens in Victoria. No trials in a very astute yard. So I'd have a massive watch around her. With the split, 3-2, 11-13, race three.
A really competitive maiden by the sounds of that form. To race four, the Gateway at Grafton over the 22.20. Number one, Wing Poet here, currently at $2.70. Two, Real Time Warrior at $4. Three, Catch Me Latar at $4.80. M. Shelkey, number four, thank you, at $8. At five goes, I thought I'd better call for help. Number seven, Missy Musketeer at $12. Nine, Wonderful Thing at $10. And that about tells the market of the main ones. As I say, Wonderful Thing at $10. Up the top, Wing Poets, the current favourites.
Yeah, well, these toppies hold it here, 3-1-2-4, and I'm with the odds here, and I'm in the wet street, catch me later. I mean, if you look at his last two runs, Andrew, he's been to Saturday Company in Metropolitan Company at Eagle Farm in a 75 rating, beaten 5 lengths and 6 lengths. Like, probably the only question mark I've got with him, the more you look at his form, his best form's been on a little bit of given the track, but he has one on top of the ground, and he can stay. I just like his last couple of runs in tough grade. No not swing pole at the top. He's just going good. He's been in the money his last five. It just said he creeps from the 57 to the 61. So he's got a 4 kilo weight rise going to 2220. But that's not a worry with him. Real time warrior. He's a better horse over a trip. They took him to Lismore at 15-16, and that'll just top him off for a race like this. And he is a two times winner. And I love the run of them Chelsea. He had a first go at a bit of a trip at Moolumbah on Cup Day. She got back to last and found the line late, beaten 1.9. So she'll derive a little bit of benefit from that run over a trip. 3-1-2-4. I'm with the odds here. 3 on top.
3-1-2-4. I'm just getting some news here, Gary, regarding our leading jockey, Hugh Bowman. I mentioned back in our news hour between 9 and 10 that he'd injured a finger at track work this morning and went to hospital for a scan. He's definitely got a broken finger. At this stage, he won't be riding. He's hoping to be back on Saturday week, where he would have a number of key rides, particularly Osborne Bulls in the short. So that's not a definite, but Hugh Bowman has definitely broken a finger in that incident this morning at track work and won't ride until at least Saturday week. So we'll obviously keep an eye on that story. To race 5, a class 3, number 1 Exclusive, now at $2.60 and has tightened up a little bit this morning. Number 2, My Song at $8. 4, Fabini at $5.50. 5, Tokyo Bullet at $6. Number 6, At Wit's End at $3.70. And again, just tightening up a little bit. 8, Net Effect at $14. And they are the main ones in the market here. Gary, what are your thoughts in race 5?
Yeah, I'm 6-1-5-4. I'm with the split here. I like At Wit's End. I think he's good value. One thing about him, Andrew, he absolutely loves it here. He's only won the three, and they've all been here. He's had 14 goes, placed a couple. He's winning a class 3 here, beating our boy Ben, was good 10 days ago. Now, he had 57.5 in a class 3, and you'll see him in a class 3 here today, dropping 2.5 kilos. So he's beautifully weighted, this horse. One Exclusive. He's a smart horse, he's a good horse, and he's a good horse here, and he knows him really good, McGowan. He goes from the 60 kilos to the 62. So At Wit's End meets him nearly 7 kilos the better. 5 Tokyo Bullet, he draws a lovely gate, and there's nothing wrong with his last couple of runs at Gunnedah and Kempsey. Then Fabini, look, he's a bit of a hard act to follow. If he runs up to his run 2 runs ago when running 3rd there behind Alpine Dancer at Doomben, beating 2.9, he could easily beat these. But he was a little bit disappointing at Lismore, but he can do that on occasion. So, but I'm with the split, 6-1-5-4 in race 5.
To race 6, the movie's out or out shortly. Ride Like a Girl, open handicap over the 16-10 metres. And number 2, Art Attack. Now, we had no scratchings here, so Art Attack here opened at 11 this morning, is now at $8.50. Number 2 there for Jenny Graham. Number 3, Editors, drifting out to $4.80. 4 O'Driscoll, drifting out to $7. 5 I'll Miss You is at $13. 6 Prima Stella at $18. 7 Mr. Smarty currently at $5.50. Opened at $6.50 this morning. Katamara L, number 8, is at $5. 10 Party Host is at $8. So just a couple being supported there, Art Attack and O'Driscoll.
No. Well, I'm 8-3-2-7. I'm with the split here, and I'm with the Katamara L. I think he's the big key here from the good gate. Good trainer, Lindsay Hatch, and he's had 3 runs back. He has run off his legs first up getting to the line. They took him to 1,600 metres second up, and his condition blew out. Now, he went to the Gold Coast on a Saturday Metro meeting, beaten 2.3. He's a dead-set dry tracker. He's a good 1,600-metre horse, and he draws a gate here today. I like him. 2 Editors, looking at 3 Editors. You'll get a lovely run from the gate with little Emily Atkinson on. And, I mean, you only got to go back to his Gunnedah Cup run, where I thought he was a little bit unlucky, and he wasn't disgraced over the Cloths Harbour Cup Carnival. 2 Art Attack. 2 runs back now. He steps to the mile. That'll suit him. He got a long way out of his ground in that Ivan Livermore and Don Hopkins Cup there at Taree behind Tarbert, beaten 4.2s. And Tarbert's come out to run second in Sydney last Saturday. And 7 goes in here, Mr. Smarty. Tough customer. He'll get across from a very awkward alley. 8-3-2-7, but with the split at the moment.
Okay, so 8-3-2-7 there. The second last race, 7. Number 2, Ragnar here, is currently at $5.50 after opening at $6 this morning. Number 3, Kid Galahad, is at $10. Down to 5, My Belly Button at $7.50. 6, Spirit of Cherokee, it's a mover this morning. $3.30 now, $2.90, number 6. 7, Tis Toby at $7. Number 8, First Time Lucky, started double figures at 11 this morning, now at $8, number 8. And right down to the bottom here, no, the market is clear there with the scratching of number 18 here, Gary.
Yeah, 6725. I'm with the split. I'm with Spirit of Cherokee. Look, I'll say one thing. He's not an easy horse to ride. You just got to time your run to perfection on him. And 1,000 metres was probably too short for him. He hit the line in Goodyear 22 days ago, beaten 1.4 when running third. McGurran's on him. He don't get any better jock, and he draws the gate. He's just got to hide him away and just time his run to perfection. 7 Tis Toby, he's doing a really, really good job, this little horse. He just didn't quite run out the 1,400 metres when pressure was put on him down the back. But what I like about him, getting back here to the 12.06 on his home track, he'll get across on that wide date. 2, Ragnar, he did a good job at the Sunshine Coast to win for Mary Ann Brosnan. Jake Bayless is here to begin to ride him. He got held up from the 500 to the 350. He had to fight hard for the win, but had he got clear running earlier, that margin would have been a lot better. I got a big watch on the 5, My Belly Button here. Resumes from the Lindsay Hatch stable. He normally doesn't trial, but this fella is coming out of really strong races last preparation. So I watch on the 5, 6725 with the split in race 7.
Righto. The last bell flyer for the Kosciuszko. Will he get another chance to defend that crown with the draw now out in this race? Number 1, Ministry of Fear, currently at $10. Number 3, Sylvester at $4.80. 4, Dexter Dutton out to $14. Zeopitidus at $5.50, number 5. 7, Friends of Wren at $16. 9, Purple Cup at $6.50. It's been a mover in from $8 this morning. Campari Soda, number 10, at $9.50. Number 13, the Coney Lass at $6.50. And they're the main ones in the market here. Gary, how do you see the last?
Yeah, well, talking about Bell Flyer, one of the tickets were drawn from the South Grafton area. So
yeah.
Might be a local, so they might just take the local here. But
The Walkers Mariner Hotel.
Hey, interesting. So they might stick with it. Oh, look, he's got to have a go. He's got to have a go because he's the defending champion. But 3.10.72. Look, I'm with the split here. I'm with this horse here, Sylvester. He's an absolute cracker. Ben Aaron's got him at Bow Desert, and he just give Merge. He give Merge a touch up there 2 runs ago when he won at Lismore. Now, forget him at Moorlambar. He drew 1 gate. He was squeezed up getting to the first turn. He just didn't have any luck. If they let him roll like they did at Lismore, I mean, prior to that, he'd run third in a 62 rating behind Fame of Liberty at the Sunshine Coast, and they run a tad over 58. So I think he'll take some beating if he gets his own way. Kim Parry Soda, I love the way he found the line first up from an awkward gate in an unsuitable race over 1,000, straight up to the 1,100 metres, all suiting. My 7 Friends are in. She was 4 and 3 and 4 wide the trip at the Gold Coast. A smart mare, and a run ended there last start. I reckon she'll strip a lot fitter, and her only win was on this track. And 2 Crooked Jet, look, he had no luck last start, but that's him. You've got to go back and ride him cold, and if there is plenty of toe up in front, that'll suit him down to the ground. 3.10.72, but with the split here in the last, Andrew.
Righto, so they're the tips for the 8 races. Have you got a standout bet?
No, I like race 2, number 2, Royal Factor, but he's short, they've taken him on, but both his trials have been good, and that Moorlambar trial was terrific, and I love this mare to win here today. Race 3, number 3, Penny Rose, so she deserves a win, and just unfortunate what happened to her at Lismore, but she does a work here, and she has trialed and trialed good. So race 2, number 2, race 3, number 3. Quaddy numbers will go 6, 1 and 5 in the first leg. 8, 3, 2, 7 in the second leg, 6, 7 and 2 in the third leg.